Thomas Day is the Postal Service's Chief Sustainability Officer. He talked with me about the relationship between USPS's declining mail volume and its energy use.
So declining volumes certainly means that we need to spend, the Postal Service needs to spend less on the processing of mail and to some extent the delivery of mail. But the reality is, in terms of the efficiency of the delivery network, in many ways it can be driven by the number of delivery points. And we've improved our efficiency. We do more delivery points per route on a typical day. So we're improving our efficiencies there, which not only helps us financially but helps us environmentally as well. So we save from reduced volume in terms of less energy consumed, but by having to go out, even in a slow economy, there's more delivery points being added. So the Postal Service has to go out and deliver to more places and travel greater distances.
But at the same time, with those added delivery points, you've actually cut the number of routes. Explain how that's worked.
Yes, there's been an ongoing effort in the Postal Service throughout our operations, really very, very dedicated operations group, and you know, under the leadership of our Postmaster General has driven that for a number of years. And what it comes down to is just driving efficiency. In a period of declining volume, and we've seen significant declines in some of our volume, you have to make sure that your distribution network, the facilities that actually process mail, are as efficient as possible. And so we've consolidated that a bit, and we'll do some more. And we're doing the same thing with the structure of our delivery routes. How you actually lay out routes, we're using some of the state-of-the-art technology of how you design the line of travel and do basic things. Our counterparts in the delivery sector, UPS and FedEx, do the same thing. Minimize the number of left-hand turns, make sure your structure of your routes is efficient. All of that adds to efficiency, and the bottom line is you save the money and you reduce the carbon footprint.
Speaking of UPS and FedEx, they, among others, tend to tack on added, you know, fuel surcharges to account for, you know, upswings in the cost of petroleum. USPS, I don't think, does that ever. So you just kind of have to eat that when fuel prices increase. Talk about how important that is and what you're trying to do to reduce the impact of that volatility on your operations.
Well, I mean, there's a couple of points from the Postal Service. You're correct. We're not like our competitors in the package delivery business with fuel surcharges. We don't do that. We really see that as a valuable benefit to the customers we serve. So there is a level of volatility that we deal with fuel prices. So in getting through that, we don't pass it on to our customers, and that's really a source of competitive advantage. We think we serve our customers very well by doing that way, but it puts more pressure on us, and we absorb that to make sure we're doing everything we can do to be as efficient as possible.
Does a transition to more use of alternative fuels help with that, help reduce that volatility?
Well, certainly we've tried to increase alternative fuels. Our biggest portion of our fleet is the portion that's been purchased to be capable of burning ethyl, so the E85 fuels. We've got about 40,000 of them. The challenge we have is what many others throughout the country have had. We're trying to make sure we put them in locations where there is E85 available. That is difficult in parts of the country. The second part that the Postal Service has difficulty with is simply pricing. We've got to do what is financially the best deal for us possible. And E85, unfortunately, is not always priced in a way that is as capable of matching the financial benefit of just standard regular fuel. So we deal with that, and pricing is part of it, but we do have one of the larger alternative fuel fleets in the country, and wherever we can, we do use E85. So that's part of it. Honestly, what we're dealing with the Postal Service fleet is an aging fleet. Our fuel efficiency has not improved over the years. And what it comes down to is the very difficult financial situation that we remain in. And until it gets resolved, we're not going to do what we really need to do, which is to invest in new technology for that fleet of vehicles that go out and deliver mail.
And speaking of finances, I mean, when you talk about this 34% reduction in facility energy use since 2003, when you talk about the 1.3 million metric ton reduction in greenhouse gases, have you done the work to translate that into actual cost savings?
Oh, it absolutely translates into cost savings. So we've the Postal Service has reduced its energy bill. I mean, when you reduce energy consumption by 34%, that's not just helping the environment, that's helping the bottom line financially. And it's worked very well for us. Some of that has been some great investments when we had money a few years back to do it. Our facilities group has done a fantastic job in the Postal Service to update technology with lighting, with heating ventilation systems. All of that has been put in place. But beyond that, particularly now that we don't have capital to invest, it's about the human factor. We have the lean green teams throughout the Postal Service that do what's important, and it's basic stuff. It's making sure the thermostats are set at the right temperature, making sure that the lights are turned off when you're not using a particular area of the operation. And in our big processing centers, basic things like making sure the big old dock doors are closed so we're not air conditioning the parking lot. That's the human factor. So we've done both. Invest in it, technology when we had capital, and now we're emphasizing the human factor. And the results speak for themselves. Postal Service target, like the rest of the federal sector, was to reduce energy by 30% by 2015. We closed out 2012 with a 34% reduction. We're 4% over the target 3 years in advance.
And on the topic of, federal goals, to what extent do you work through, certain kinds of working groups, et cetera, with other federal agencies to share lessons learned, get feedback from other agencies? Does anything like that exist from USPS's perspective?
Oh, absolutely. The Postal Service always tries to be an active collaborator with our colleagues in the federal sector. A lot of that comes through the leadership over at the White House Council on Environmental Quality, we work with them. They chair a number of groups, bring together the agencies. We work with those other agencies. We certainly compare best practices and do all of that. Beyond that, it's also an opportunity for us because we're not just about cut. We love to cut because we got to keep our finances in best control. We love to cut because when you do it, it also reduces the carbon footprint and helps the environment. But the other side of anybody's ledger is also about raising revenue, and there's opportunities for that. One of the great things we've got going right now is a collaborative effort with our federal colleagues called the USPS Blue Earth Federal Recycling Program. We're helping our colleagues in the federal sector recycle e-waste, and that's becoming a big thing, not just in the federal sector, but anywhere in the U.S. economy. There's all kinds of electronic waste out there. You think about how we all update our cell phones every couple of years. We all update our digital cameras. We've got, inkjet cartridges. We've got batteries, you name it. All that stuff that we gather, and I know I've got it sitting around my house. You need to make sure that stuff is properly disposed of. And we're working with other federal agencies to provide them a program where free of charge, we get it packaging to them that they send through the Postal Service at free of charge, and they're working, and then we are working, the Postal Service is working with a partner to properly recycle those goods, which have value, and that's how you can do it free of postage. And then in the end, also provide them all the reports they need to properly report it over to the Council on Environmental Quality. So it's a win-win. They get to do it for free, and then we also provide them all the data they need to properly report it. So there's any number of examples where the Postal Service works with our colleagues throughout the federal sector to understand what they do better than us and try to copy it, or at least borrow it occasionally, and vice versa, we try to do the same for them.